Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No. These are the other stories.
Bobby's Exodus. It was a strange combination of pleasant and uncomfortable, in the same way a kiss from a cute aunt might make you feel giddy and ill at the same time. The worn, cratered path that had at one point been made smooth enough for cyclists to ride along in safety now looked as though it had been rototilled and left to heal itself, and it was along this path that Bobby Sheridan was navigating. "Shit!" he grunted as he hit a particularly large hole and felt the front of the bike dip down, then launch suddenly into the air, whacking his balls like a mallet against a beanbag. "Ah!" Then, as quickly as the pain had come, he reached a steady distance in which the path almost apologized, with a steady, gentle vibration that rocked and shushed them back to sleep, part awakening the third of their company. Bobby loved to ride. His gleaming silver and blue Exodus road bike that had been a gift from his mother for his birthday shone in the sun and made him feel like he was riding a bullet to school. When he first pulled into the schoolyard, he felt like he was a king. No, a fucking god, skidding the back tire and kicking up small pebbles at Frankie's shins. A large gathering of his year group bunched together, taking snaps on their mobiles, uploading, Bobby hoped, sweet images of his ride to the likes of Instagram, Snapchat and Facebook with the hashtag Bobby's Kickass Ride. And now, on the way back home, the speed of the bike made him feel like he was riding on the right way of an airport travelator, waving any twat that couldn't match his speed out of the way, with a sharp hand and a laugh in their face. He had large padded black headphones, on which screamed the incomprehensible words of his latest heavy metal band into his ears, and he was fucking loving it. The path became uneven again, and the handling on the bike allowed Bobby to weave around the potholes like Tom Dugan. His mouth stretched ear to ear in an ecstatic grin, his tongue flopping wildly out his mouth. Then the music stopped. It was only a minor thing, but it was enough to dampen the wind from his sails. He carved his path, working his way smoothly around a woman, with her parasol buggy, before skidding next to the wall of someone's front garden and checking his phone. His smile returned. On the screen of his iPhone, an old model but still freaking great for apps, he could see the little icons of each of his social media platforms. He clicked on each as they appeared and laughed at the screen, as if each person commenting on the delicious pics of his hot rod could hear him. On Kyle Humphrey's Instagram account, at Humperlump, He read the words, hashtag jealous of my new boy's new trophy, underneath the shaky image of Bobby mid-skid, 8 new followers. On Snapchat, Elise Johnson, with the username Elise Princess XO, showed the faces of at least 15 guys ogling the bike and giving knuckle dusters to Bobby's thick brown locks, 12 new followers. So it went on. The annoyance that had been there from the notifications disturbing his tunage dissipated, replaced by that smug satisfaction that came with each little new follower bubble. On Bobby's own Instagram account, BobsDeGobs99, he was coming up to the big 1K, an achievement that would be made all the sweeter by clinching Zach Johnson to the post. He was currently hovering around 980. Bobby clicked resume on his music player and set off again, ignoring the judgmental look the woman with the buggy gave as he sped past her once more, feeling the sleeves of her jacket puff his way as he did. A couple of hundred meters further up the road, he could see the crest of an incline. It broached a T-junction, in which he would cross the traffic lights, take a left and relax off the pedals as the slope declined and took him home. This was once the hard part, but with XO, as he had taken to calling it around his chums, he found it alarmingly easy, almost like riding a bike. When he got to the traffic lights, he realized the music had cut off again. Hand straight in his pocket, he felt the dull vibrations and checked his notifications for the last time. The swipe down menu showed further friend requests, even more likes and a couple of mentions on Twitter too. Score! He pressed the button for the crossing without looking, then began clicking each bubble. He heard the faint beeping that indicated the green man had said go, and once more clicked play on his music player. If he had taken a second longer to look, he may have seen that his man was actually on red, and he wouldn't have started shuffling his feet forward under the bike out into the open road, where a steel blue Subaru Impreza was hurtling over the breast of the hill, disobeying the speed limit, but obeying the green lights it saw. The sound of glass raining on tarmac, a brief sound of a tree falling on a whoopee cushion before Bobby flew like Evel Knievel over the bonnet of the car and crumpled like spaghetti dropped on the china plate. His head lay to one side, pain screamed through every part of his body to the point where he was shocked that he was somehow conscious, though it didn't last long. Somewhere, in an alternate reality where everything was foggy and far off, he saw the shapes of people huddling towards him, screaming words that came out as whispers as they faded away. The last thing he saw before his eyes closed their doors was the screen of his phone, vibrating with update after update. But Bobby had one question for them all. What did they really matter now?
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Bobby's Exodus was written by Daniel Wilcox, narrated by Ben Errington, with music by Tom Robson. For more information, and even a free book, head over to www.porkandcleaver.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, we've just launched a Patreon campaign at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. There you'll be able to support the show from as little as a dollar a month, get your greasy fingers on a quarterly collected print edition of The Other Stories, and even suggest story ideas will be featured in a story itself. So, until next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.